The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Got a big question this morning. 15 seconds of fame. Chris, you had an interesting experience yesterday.
Well, yeah, it was a big day at the office here for us here at Power FM. Something we haven't done in a very long time, not since I've been here at the radio station, filming a telly commercial.
Was that a lot of fun or was it daunting?
It was awkward as hell. It was a ton of fun. And I was kind of a little bit daunted by it. Like, I won't lie, I was a little bit nervous. I may have ran down to the toilet for a quick nervous pee before coming up and doing the shoot. But I didn't want to be jiggling in the chair, you see. But I got to tell you, when they put the camera on in front of you and they count down, you got your script, you got the words you got to say, and they're like, 3, 2, 1. There's so much more to think about because when we're in here on radio, no one can see us.
And there's no real live audience. There's no one looking at you whilst you're delivering the show. Everyone's obviously listening with their ears, but no one's got their eyes on you, and it makes you relax just that little bit more.
Well, there's no camera, so it's something I never think about when I'm sitting in the studio is what to do with my hands or where I should be looking.
Of course.
And suddenly that comes into play. So I got really awkward because I didn't know how to place my hands because I was thinking too much about it. I sort of had him on the armrest next to me, but then I felt like I was slouching a little bit, so I wanted to sit up straight and the armrest was too low, so I sort of had my hands in my lap, but then I thought that might look a bit suspect if the frame started from my chest. I didn't want to give people the wrong idea. So I made it into a big confusing mess over nothing. It was literally just 15 seconds, the most basic thing ever.
I actually walked past where it was all happening yesterday, and it was a pretty elaborate setup with the lights and the camera and the guy standing behind and everything. Well, I can see why you might have been nervous.
Well, something that was pretty cool that I wasn't expecting is the camera's actually on its own little track. And when he says go, it's sort of he must hit a button or something and the camera starts traveling along this little thing. So I'm trying to read this script without making it look like I'm reading whilst keeping my eye contact with this camera that's trying to evade me. Yeah, no, it was a bit of fun, a bit awkward, but I'm kind of excited now because this is going to be my little 15 seconds on the telly, isn't it?
Of course, now you get to see the finished product when it's all done and dusted.
Yeah, I don't know when it starts airing. It's for Hawaii, Horsham or Hawaii, guys, so keep an eye out on TV for the most awkward guy on the TV. That'd be me wearing my Power FM shirt. But we are wondering on 533-1031, have you ever scored yourself your 15 seconds of fame? Maybe it was the background of the news, you know, people see the people holding
that's
up a sign.
That's always a popular one. Yeah. And then you race home to watch the 6 o'clock news and see if you made the cut.
Yeah, maybe it was, like us, a commercial for your place of work. They were advertising something. Tell us about it, 533-1031. Have you ever been on Telly 7?
Yeah, I have actually. I'm not too sure if you remember on Channel 7 about 5 or 6, or probably even longer, the Hammerheads TV show. It was called The Club. It was hosted by Craig Hutchison, who's now on The Footy Show, but it was a reality TV show about a footy club in the western suburbs of Melbourne. They called themselves the Hammerheads. Anyway, they had a huge amount of success, and then they ended up winning the flag in the Western Region Footy League, and I managed to sneak into their premiership photo after they won the grand final.
How'd you manage that, you cheeky devil?
I just sort of sauntered into the side. And now every time you see the Hammerheads premiership photo, I'm in there on the right-hand side.
That's so funny. So they're all doing their usual pose and then there's just some random guy. How old would you be, like 10 or something?
I reckon I was about 10 or 11.
Yeah, 10 or 11-year-old Seba with a cheeky grin on his face looking at the camera. No, he's not part of the team.
I think I even had one of my arms around one of the players too.
Oh,
like
that's
celebrating.
Even better. So you actually look like aside from the fact you're a little kid, you actually looked like one of the team.
Yeah, someone's probably thinking, oh, this is just someone's kid in the team sneaking into the photo.
Nah, he's an absolute stranger. We've got Sarah on the phone. Sarah, tell us about your 15 seconds of fame.
Okay, so I was in grade 4 and the news crew came to school with the sports trailer.
Okay.
So I got out the hockey stick and thought that I could probably go all right. So I lined up for a nice big swing with the camera on me.
Yeah.
And swung it and the little hockey puck just went straight past me and I had a big white swing and made the news.
Oh, no. So that was a TV fail, unfortunately.
You've had a fresh airy with the hockey stick, Sarah.
Yeah, and look, it was back in the day of VCR, so it got recorded.
Of course it did.
Got watched several times, so it was just brilliant.
Did that come up on maybe your 18th or 21st or something like that?
No, but it's often talked about.
Yeah, I bet. What would have been, for a young girl with a big moment getting on the telly, what would have been more disappointing for you, having your fouled shot on telly or just not being on TV at all, like if they just cancelled it?
You know what? I owned it.
You owned your foul. You could work. What'd you do? Wink at the camera and swagger off?
Yeah, look, I just, you know, played it off like, you know what, that was all right. I meant that. You know, I'm on TV.
Oh, awesome work. You've done well.
Hey, Sarah, did you ever pursue a career as a hockey player afterwards, or was that it for you?
Look, you know what? I just hate to show up the professional, so I just sort of...
That's very humble of you. Well done, Sarah. We're going to give you tickets to Redland Speedway this weekend. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Perfect. Thank you.
Well and truly earned. We've got some great ones on the Facebook page, Seba.
Yeah, it's pretty popular. A lot of people seem to have had their little glimpse of fame, don't they?
Yeah, Helen was on the AFL Footy Show, also an advert for BGT Employment. Danielle was on local news one day after apparently there was some horrid train delays from Ballarat to Melbourne. So they, you know how they interview people.
Yeah, people are outraged.
Yeah, that's my dream, to be the outraged citizen.
Be the angry guy
on
the news.
Yeah, be like, oh, you're nuts. It's an outrage. They didn't tell us anything.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.